Problem Solved is recording this week from the Applied Ergonomics Conference 2024, March 25th through the 28th at the Kentucky International Convention Center in Louisville. And we're taking time to chat with our speakers and attendees.
My name is Marty Smets, and I'm a corporate ergonomist working in Detroit, Michigan for Ford Motor Company. My keynote talk today is on diversity, equity, and inclusion in ergonomics. So the theme of this year's Applied Ergonomics Conference is DEI. And my speech is about how threads of diversity, equity, and inclusion are innately woven into the tapestry of ergonomics.
And how did you get your start in this industry?
Well, I began in academics with the intent to stay there, but I was doing a lot of field-based research, so data collections in industrial environments, and I found that really rewarding to make change directly to a team. And so in grad school, I was doing a research project for Ford Motor Company, and that ultimately ended up in a job offer, and I moved into the Ford Ergonomics Lab. And I've been there since 2011, and I manage large-scale ergonomics research initiatives in partnership with universities to advance the way we do ergonomics at Ford.
Were there moments even earlier than that in your life where there were hints that you might be in this line of work?
That's a good question. I think actually it was one of those experiential learning moments for me. I participated in a lot of athletics growing up, and so I got into the field of human kinetics thinking I wanted to get into exercise physiology. But within that field, you also have biomechanics and ergonomics. And the application of physics to work, I found really interesting. And the ability to make changes in people's work environments that will help extend their careers and allow them to retire and still be able to swing a grandkid or a golf club, I just found that really satisfying. And it allowed me to separate my two passions. And it really wasn't until I was probably in third year university that I realized that was the direction I really wanted to go.
And switching gears a little bit to talk about the conference, why is it important for young ergonomists to attend a conference like this?
So Applied Ergonomics is a unique conference. Certainly there are a lot more, call them academic conferences in this field in North America. But as a practitioner of ergonomics or an enterprise or a company that, you know, has an ergonomics wellness program, I find that you get way more out of Applied Ergonomics. You can certainly go to academic conferences and establish vision goals, but it does take time for good science to trickle its way down into a usable ergonomics tool. When I come to Applied Ergo, I talk to 1,000 people that have the exact same problems I do every single day. And it's critical for young ergonomists to come to this space and realize that, hey, these are all our shared problems. You're the future. Think of innovative ways to help us with our struggles. It's the best way. Plus, the networking opportunity is unbelievable. They have an unbelievable competition, Ergo Cup, where students can walk in and see creative solutions that companies have put into practice within their workspaces. And it's a great opportunity for those young ergonomists to connect with who could be their potential future hires.
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes for us this morning.
Yeah, you bet, Frank. Thank you for the opportunity.